They tell me this, they tell me that. They say my bitch, say she a bad. Anytime I knock with that. Rubber band, no rubber band. Every time I put down, they show me that. If I know, pull out, she got my back. I do it, ooh, I'm happy that. I do it, ooh. Say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do, Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual.
Oh, beautiful people, welcome back to your favorite podcast channel, Podcast by Femi Scott. How are you guys doing? Yes, you're welcome back. I hope you enjoyed your day. I hope you did well. We're at work, at school, wherever you were today. So, guys, we are bringing back our favorite roundtable discussions with Femi Scott. And today, guys, I have wonderful people with me, like very, very wonderful people. They are my friends, they are my colleagues, and they are not enough words to describe who they are.
My girlie got me, she no stingy. She give me love, she keep on tempting. All of the moves you been practicing. Put it on, don't stop me. Girl, give me love for my motto. Girlie, your light in my store. She and me gonna must go. She know they are, she know so. Say everything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do, Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my ritual. Me, I know they share my team. I know they like your baby. Why they make me easy? She understand my bitch. Like, wangala. Oh, mangala. I put back out that for her belly. My girl, you got no problem. Oh, all of a sudden, she say, me and her go be two face and my colleague. Okay, my baby. Oh, all of a sudden, she say, me and her go be two face and my colleague. Okay, my baby.
So, from my right, can you introduce yourself, please?
Thank you. Hi, guys. Nice to be on the show.
Hi guys, my name is Uzi. I go by the name Uzi Money in the streets. I'm a scientist and I'm happy to be on this show. And you can follow me on Instagram at _ Uzi Money. Thank you.
Okay, my name is Moyolua and I'm so happy to be on this podcast.
Well, nice to have you, Moyolua. You guys remember Moe from our countdown, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Continue.
I'm back on the podcast.
Yes.
We're happy to have you. Actually, scientist. And people can follow me on Instagram at Moe_ho and on Twitter at otitrax.
Next person.
Hi, guys. I guess I'll be a DMO. And I'm super excited to be on this show.
Hey,
Thank you. I'm happy to be on the show. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Vadi_T_Manchester. Thank you.
Hi guys, I am Mercy Ashan Sunday. I'm a scientist. And you can follow me up on Twitter at Ashla Kingsley and on Instagram at Ashla_Kingsley.
Thank you.
Hello everyone. And you can follow me on Instagram at
_MII. Hi guys, I'm Gloria Kessie.
can follow me on Instagram at Glory K.
Thank you, Glory. Next person.
Hi everybody, my name is Akinyola. My friends call me
MC Akinyola.
Reason being that I'm an MC, that's the passion side, but by practice, I'm a physiotherapist, and I'm so glad to be on this podcast. So my Instagram and Twitter handles at MC_Akinyola. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, my name is Akinyola from Life. Some call me Dr. Blue, some call me Dr. Songs. I'm so happy to be here. And my Instagram handle is FromLife_Songs. Songs with the SONGZ. And on Twitter, if you follow me, you can hit me up at FromLife_Songs1.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm really happy to have you on the show. And guys, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Podcast by Femi Scott and on Facebook at Podcast by Femi Scott. And follow me personally on Twitter at _Femi Scott. So, and guys, make sure you follow my guys and make sure you follow them. So we're starting the show right now. And our first question, you guys, the Chrisland issue where there was this Bolu girl, the video circulated, the video is out of circulation right now, I hope we know that. Yes, and we know that the mother made another video saying the girl was raped and there were so many stories about it. So first things first, what are our thoughts about this issue? What do we think? What's our take on it? I just want us to just say something about what you think about the video. Let's start with Anita. This is Kenny speaking now. Anita was mesmerized. So Kenny, yes,
okay,
Kenny.
Personally.
Okay, Moin is talking now.
I feel the mother coming on the social media to talk was like a misinformation thing. She never like really knew what was going on. Because I think the priest land school did not like tell her what really happened. Probably the child, when she saw the video, she was thinking probably it was a rape or something. But I feel Chris Land should have told her everything that happened.
I actually saw the video, the video of the mother making some statements on IG.
Yes, on IG, yeah.
So she actually said her neighbor saw the video.
Wait, sorry, Moin, we are coming back to you.
Okay. One of the neighbors or the mother of a child, I don't know, saw the video and showed it to her. And actually, after she saw the video, she felt her daughter was raped. But I think...
That was
the video was another thing entirely.
Yes, yeah. So...
Moin, yeah.
Okay, me, I feel Chris Land should have done better by telling the mother everything that happened.
Do you think it's going to be easy for the school to go and tell the mother something like that?
Don't you think it's
better? It's the right of the school to
tell parents. It's the right. Well, I think
there are some information that we don't know. But from everything that me have seen, I think there's a major disconnect between the mother, the child, and the school. Because if there's a relationship, I mean, there should have been a way it could have been communicated. And from what the mother was saying in the video, it shows that she doesn't even know a child.
Obviously, you're right.
It's looking like that. Like the girl, definitely from that video, it's unfortunate I saw it, but it popped up on my feed. From that video, you know that lady, it's quite experienced. The young girl, I mean, from there, she was even saying she's a big girl, she's this, and the mother was saying that her child is a virgin. So there seems to be a disconnect, sort of.
Well, you know, we can relate. You know, if we look at Nollywood movies, and we see these kind of situations there, where Christian school is a school for the rich, in quotes, if you guys get me. And most of these parents do not have time for their children. Let's say they have nannies, they have people that watch over these children. So, I mean, are we saying that as a rich parent, the mother is at fault?
The mother is at fault. Without rich
people. You guys should wait though. We are blaming the mother alone. There is a father in this picture too.
You just asked the question based on the mother. Yes. The mother is at fault. You said the mother. Okay. So the mother is at fault.
I feel the parents.
Whether rich or poor.
I disagree.
She's at fault.
And I
should know what your daughter.
Okay.
You should know. Wait. What I mean. You can train a child actually and she turns out to become something.
Whatever she wants. Yes. Yeah.
But looking at what Akintola said, the video actually said that the mother don't have no connection with the child, and it's true.
Okay, Samuel, I want to hear you.
We're missing a point here.
Okay.
Particularly, I have experienced people that have been abused or molested when they were small. The thing is a child. It's just like you giving a child sweets. Obviously, it's sweet. Now, if you keep buying me sweets as a child, I'll keep on. So, there's someone that is hidden in that family that actually molested.
What information do you have?
What
information do you have to make that
statement? Wait.
Wait, are you
guessing? Wait, let's talk one at a time.
MC, I have someone. That she was molested as a child, and the person that did it to her was her father's brother, and nobody knew she grew up till date. Nobody knows, because obviously the guy used the lie told her that is, I'll go and report it to your dad, and obviously that is a disciplinary, you will be cashier again. That was what he used to molest her for years. That girl, she's 13 or so. That girl does not have
I'm saying
it's not based on the mother alone.
Yeah, but you can't say that the child was molested since you don't have that information.
She's just a 10-year-old.
And for her to
have the information, these children.
Somebody said something according to his friends, your friends' experience might not be the experience.
Wait, Ashla, let Ashla talk. Wait, please. Ask Samuel, please, let Ashla talk.
Okay, so the thing is, there's a possibility that the girl might have been exposed to stuff like that. It might not be necessary that she was molested.
Yes.
But we see things on the TV. We have gadgets.
Yes.
And these children are
Have gadgets now. True.
So I believe that it might not be that she was physically abused by someone, maybe a family or so, but she saw those things online and she went ahead to practicalize it with somebody.
With her friend.
And so you can't really say the mother is at fault, because there's one thing I know, and my mommy used to say, she said, you give birth to a child, but you don't give birth to their character. Exactly. You give birth to a child, but forget it. You do all you can to make sure that that child is good. You can even do everything. If a child wants to be bad, he will definitely be a bad child.
That's wrong.
I want to bring out something from what Samuel said. You can't rule out what Samuel said at the same time. There might be that factor, there might be that person that's teaching her all these things.
Yes.
But there is wait, let me talk. That's where therapy comes in.
Yeah.
That's why you need to talk to this girl. Where did you learn all these things from?
How?
Is it from your friend? This is the first time. I mean, that girl was obviously riding that guy.
She was doing reverse cowgirl.
How do you know this time, my brother?
He's a grown-up man.
Reverse cowgirl, not normal riding.
There is one thing to experience something. From looking at, there's another to practice
that it.
What she was doing showed that she has been doing it.
My own problem with that statement.
How else would she have done it?
It couldn't be. It might not be from molestation.
Actually, Samuel said something about the father was a
disciplinarian.
Yes.
So, that boils down that is the mother's fault.
Yeah.
How you connect or how you relate to your child matters.
It's not the mother's fault.
No, from the beginning, how you relate to your child.
It's not totally.
We were talking about the mother.
We are coming back to this mother's fault part.
The reality is, parenting is a lot of responsibility that a lot of people ignore. In recent times, we've seen a lot of young children, raising children. They think they're adults, they think they're parents. But when it comes to parenting, it's asking a lot of sacrifice. A lot of even younger people do not want to make sacrifices.
Yes.
And if you don't want to make sacrifices, you end up having children whatever way. Now, she said, Ashley said something earlier. She said something about the fact that, I think she said about the fact that you give birth to a child, the child gives birth or decides whatever character he or she would be.
Yeah.
I totally 100% agree with that. Because I disagree with that 100%. Because the truth is, there's a lot of influence. No, wait. I'll give you. When it comes to character development, there's a genetic part. Growing up, what you see, what you do in the family, and then there's an environmental
nature and nurture.
Yeah.
Environmental factor. So it's not just your decision as a child. The fact that you would steal is not because I've chosen. It's because you've been exposed to stuff like that. You've been starved.
Yeah.
Okay. When a child would steal from the pot, the child has been made to understand that okay, in our house you don't eat meat. Then, so when you go out, you eat small meat. But then, my daddy will train you and tell you that I'll give you plenty of meat. You'll never see the value of meat from someone else's pot. That's my dad. That's what I'm saying. So, parenting is a lot of responsibility. And if the truth is, both parents, people will not take responsibility. It's very, very embarrassing right now that issues like this are popping up. That they've been on for a while.
Yeah.
Yes.
Someone said something about.
I mean, even in my own secondary.
Someone said something about
my friend's
rape.
School.
Yeah.
Someone said about rape. Something about this. Probably an abuser somewhere.
Yeah.
But I can assure you that they can be that case, and there might be no abuser.
Yeah.
A child is doing reverse cowgirl, whatever that's called.
Yeah.
The truth is, children are exposed to a lot of things now. I started using an answer when I was in primary 4.
Multi-mix.
That's the problem.
Wait,
that was Java.
No, that was Java.
Imagine the kind of gadgets that you use now.
Something I was talking to Fumiladi today about was the fact that why would a child at that age have a phone that browses?
Like
no, it is the an age. We have parental control everywhere.
Yes.
You can you see the girls' video.
I personally downloaded I'm happy because I know.
Fumiladi has a counter argument actually.
I'm happy because I don't get to see that video because it would have scarred me mentally. That's personal. But I have a very different point of view. You do not, because you want to train a child, deprive them of basic rights.
I don't think phone.
I'm going somewhere.
Yes.
I think it's just our environment. Even in the UK, even in Scotland, even in Ireland, and stuff like that, you realize that, see, whatever a child will turn out to be will be influences from several factors.
Mm-hmm.
See, we had, growing up, if you just deny it to yourself, we had opportunities of watching porn.
Spartacus.
Wait, it's not wrong. We had opportunities of watching pornography. We had opportunities of indulging in those activities.
Yeah.
My parents were never the still 100% parents, but they laid good beliefs, foundation for us. Now, seeing those things, it's not our decision based on the beliefs they've inculcated in us.
Yeah.
To say you would. Okay, on the word, I was talking to one of my friends and I said, I was singing one of Obese's songs. I remember the day we were coming back from, I think, church that day. And I go back home and I was singing that song. The kind of beating where I chopped that day. I still remember that beating from my head. I'm not gonna lie. I've not been flogging like 10 years. But that day, it changed a lot of things when it comes to Obese's songs. It changed where I saw Obese's after flogging. I'm basically saying that. So, but I still personally think that you will not deprive a child of having iPhone 13.
Yeah.
See, we have a very, very backward mentality in Africa. A mentality that says that when you expose a child, we give the child the basic things that the child deserves to grow up to be a normal adult. A lot of older people are dysfunctional. Let's not lie to each other. They are damaged. It's just suffering. When you control, you can't fully control what the child is exposed to, but you can give them beliefs, ideologies that will help them when it comes to growing and choosing and making decisions.
That's why that's the connection between
parents. So, and it is not just the mother now. It's both parents. Okay, I'm very close to my mom, but I think I'm closer to my dad.
Both.
We say everything to each other. Everything. When I say everything, you can think of anything. Everything to each other. And it's because of his precepts. And this same man flogged me because of his theory.
Okay, sorry.
Whether it's not bad.
Sorry, I'm going to cut you short.
Okay,
sorry, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Please let AY talk.
So if you deny a child now that you don't want this particular child to use an iPhone or probably a browsing phone because you don't want them to get exposed, when they go outside, definitely they are going to meet with their peers, right? So there is no way you are seeing your friend using a phone. Wow, what is this? I want to know what is there. From there now, they have this mindset that this thing is a good thing, but my mom doesn't want me to use it. Like she's depriving
me.
of that good thing. So now they want to know what to say.
Someone can relate.
Yeah. No, they want to know what to say.
Oh, okay.
And at the end of the day, they tend to now get to know the bad side of that thing, not the good side. Yeah, so why not just give them that thing and let them know that this is this? That's why they say sex education is very important.
Thank you. We are coming to that. We are coming to that.
Like, let them know that this is this and this is that. Don't just paint it to them that I don't want you to touch phone or I don't want you to have access to social media or whatever. Let them know that this thing is bad and this thing is good.
Thank you. Wheezy wants to talk.
Yeah, a lot of us have said stuffs about bringing up a child, pretty important stuff. But the entire story, I was more curious about how the school handled it and how the mother actually did. A lot of people blame that for coming out in public to, you know, she had faults to 100%. But the way she handled it is questionable. But emotionally, if you were to think about it, I think she was caught off guard.
Yeah,
and
that's something.
You know, she was impulsive because she wouldn't believe what she was seeing. I tried to imagine when that neighbor or friend or co-parent actually showed her that video. You know, she'll be in denial that this cannot be my child. That same denial that we saw her expressing when she was doing that. It's not an excuse for her, but I think it's that there's an emotional component to her impulsive action. The other thing is the school. I think the school knew that there was a huge scandal on their hands. Yeah. And I feel the way the whole saga has evolved.
And there have been sagas with that
like,
same school.
It's like a blessing in disguise for them. I felt like if they came out and said, oh, something like this happened, you know, they would have protected the girl, but they wouldn't know how to control the media. It would backfire on them themselves.
Because they had a scandal before of their teacher molesting a child.
Oh,
last
wow.
year, so 2019 or so, yes.
Wow. So, and then the idea of giving your children a phone, well, I don't know, but I feel like as they get older, you know, you try and introduce this thing to them gradually so that they don't have this shock when new things like that just come up in their life, like when AY was saying that they see it outside with their peers and all that. And one important thing I tried to bring out of the whole, I even tweeted itself, I was like, see, bringing up a child is a society thing. Whatever that child has, you know, if we don't train a child well as a society, become a menace to the society eventually. So everybody has their own part to play in bringing up that child. If we blame the parents, we blame the mother and the father. What about people around her?
Appears.
You know, paying attention to this girl, seeing how she, because a lot of the things that she, it would be so hard for a girl to disguise. I know they can. But it will be so hard for them to disguise on all fronts
at every
sector of their life, and she hid it for that long until there was an actual
video.
Mm.
Bro, I think I will tell you that it's not fully the responsibility of society to raise a child. It's your child.
It's the collective responsibility.
No.
Because
you don't say that.
If that child is taught from this school and is not well brought up,
you're thinking of religious bodies, they should contribute. Even in churches, at churches generally, we have so many scandals. I'm serious now. Schools, we have so many scandals.
But at the same time,
the reality is, whatever you make a child become, is your responsibility as a parent.
Okay.
But then I don't want us to make one mistake. You see, our society is fractured when it comes to sensitive issues like this.
Yeah.
Agreed. But inside this fracture, a lot of us still come out very responsible.
Very
you understand?
Yeah.
We came out from
mostly about more bad with
parts that we find bad with.
Still comes down to the fact that sometimes it might not just be the way you bring the child. The child can also choose to become
Let me give you an instance.
I'll tell you that if I want a child to grow up and think doctors are the best professionals in the world, it is the things you put around that child that determines.
But the child there's a
percentage that the child would at one point say, I don't want to be this. But then there's a very high chance that it's what you influence, what you give to a child. If you live in a face-to-face apartment and you have a probably 6-year-old, in a face-to-face apartment whereby you have about maybe 30 rooms in the building.
They call it barrack.
They call it barrack. There's very high chance that the child will learn the worst and worst of ideas and ideologies.
Yeah.
That's why I said parenting is a big deal. See, whatever happens, it's the parents. See, other people that
but wait,
their children are even indulging in wars.
No.
No, I'm going somewhere, I'm going somewhere. Wait, I'm going somewhere.
It's not the parents,
I'm going, wait, I'm going somewhere. Now it takes some time. Okay, when I was growing up, my dad was always very close. He was always telling me that at times the sacrifices he made, it's not because he found those things convenient, but because of the 10, 20 years he wants to put some ideologies in us. Okay, he said when he got married, he was not living in a flat. He was staying in a self-contained apartment, which he had to share the kitchen, not the bathroom and toilet. But he knew that when he was going to raise children, he would need to have kids. The kids will one way or the other, they will meet with other people who might not be as educated as he is. He might have the same ideology, he might have same mindset, I'm sorry.
No,
but then at the end of the day, he had to relocate to a flat, an apartment, whereby he could control the events around those children.
Yeah.
So that's why I said parents. You see, it comes down to the parents.
Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
Sorry, there's something he actually said that I should know that.
Continue, please.
Okay, I want to chip in something. What Wizzy said about the society is actually right. We are all missing a point here. By God's grace, we are all raised by people that were given birth to maybe above in the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay, again. So their ideology then was just church. This is the way of God. The lowest you could go as a child then, I'm saying the lowest, every one of us right here, lowest you could go is mommy and daddy. And that mommy and daddy, by God's grace, if your parents will catch you,
you almost die.
If your parents
will catch
you, the age that we are now, 21st century, digital age, there's no way you can deprive your child of a phone. If you don't give him a phone, there's a way she will contribute money or someone will give her
phone. God, yeah.
She gets, she will have a phone. So the thing is, parents have to know that we are not in that age of non-digital without phones. That okay, you go out to farm, you meet your right now. Digital, if you don't teach, okay, my little sister now, I don't know what she's doing now, but obviously the way we were brought up, I'll give her that trust. But this 21st century children, you can't give them that trust. You have to sacrifice more. And parents now, they don't want to sacrifice more. They always want to go to club, they always want to go to dinner, they get so socialized, meet people. So they will neglect that part of parents. So that's the issue.
That's the problem we're having right now.
Issues. Okay, get. So we've let that age. We're in the 21st century age now.
Parents should evolve.
We are going to give birth. So it's not meant for you. Are you going to keep that ideology that your parents kept you?
Okay,
get. Yeah. Or you want to just go with the trend? Yeah, as 21st century, I want to be like the Westerner. Okay, get.
Yeah.
That's our issue now.
Thank
take for example this Shagam now.
Yeah.
Everybody does Yahoo, but me, I've never done Yahoo in my life. It's not because I don't have friends that are doing it too, but it was where I was brought up. But it's ideology. But the society now is normalizing Yahoo. There's association for Yahoo
mothers
now. See, instead of, so that now normalizing it. But if we were brought up the right way, like we are now, by God's grace, see again. Like we are now, by God's grace. That thing won't freak you because obviously money come and go. See again, you can work for your money. So the thing is, the society has changed, but parents don't want to sacrifice more. So my point is, the blame is on the parents, the society, and the school.
Thank you so much, Samuel. I really like the way Samuel broke it down.
70%, the parents. Do you know why I said so? The mother actually saw that video, and she came out to say her daughter was raped. That should tell you the kind of mother she is.
Yes.
If it's my mom, you saw that video.
It's like,
oh God, sorry.
They don't kill you.
Don't forget. Don't forget video. You will not recover from it. That's what I want to
say. Please, can I please have?
Yes, I can like the last person on this topic before I now ask the last thing.
Sorry. You see, I think the children of these days, they are quick to claim to have self-awareness. You get, see, times are changing.
Yes.
The kind of food that we even feed these little children, they are different from what our mothers gave us then. I'm sure that my mom gave me pap when I was growing up. But these children right now, you know, they are more sophisticated means of helping their brain develop faster. So the onus is on you as the mother.
Develop like that.
Or father.
please. Because I don't want us to keep saying the mother.
Parents, sorry.
Yeah, parents.
parents now, because I think that's the problem we have. Fathers at times, you know, forget they actually have a primary role in also, you know, mentoring the child.
When they are calling parents, most of us know that the fathers are always not around.
And that is an error corrected.
That's not the case, but we know that the father is going out to hustle and bring money.
Look at
both of them
as a father.
One person has to sacrifice.
I don't believe so.
No, that's like all
I believe that.
But the father, most of the fathers are not around.
If both the father, if both the father and the mother are existing, they should be present in the life of a child. You get, and I think that's where the imbalance usually comes. You know, where fathers at times they are carried away with trying to raise money at the expense of, you know, the presence they are supposed to have in that
child. So if he doesn't raise money, who will take care of it?
There must be a balance. You should put parents? Your priorities right.
That father figure must not be neglected.
Honestly, that's where you see some girls, they are deprived of what it means for a man to actually love a lady. You understand? And they get wrong perceptions from the dysfunctional society that we have.
Just hold that thought. Please don't go. Just to say what you're saying.
As a parent, you don't necessarily need to, like, even if you don't have time, you have time to eat in a day, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you come back around 10 o'clock, your child is still awake. That little moment you have with the child, try to connect with the child. How was your day?
What did you do today?
What did you eat? Who did you talk to? Just try to connect with them. Let's try to know what is going on. Even if you do it once in a week, it's not bad.
Most of the time, our dad were not around. So when my mom comes back home, that is when the dad comes up. Mom reports, this is what this guy did today. That's why I say the mom reports, this is what, then the dad will be there to handle the whole case.
But the father figure is still there. Even if
you that's what I'm trying to tell you. Most things boils down to the mother.
It's not easy. Parenting is not easy.
Let me just wrap up.
You guys, please, we are not operating for now.
Let me wrap up my thoughts.
If the parents saw it more as emotional investment, because if these children become wayward, it's minus.
Yeah, it will affect you.
Yes, it's going to give you a lot of burden. So it's better that quality time that. It's very important. Try and connect with the child.
Even if it's once a week, no matter how busy you are, try to make out time.
So my final thought as regards to this is this. As a parent, father or mother, try as much as possible to give your child the best perception to life. That way, if you give that child a phone, the phone will no longer be seen as a destructive tool for that child. If the child has been trained towards understanding what is the right perspective about life, that's why when you go to school, if someone, you know, tries to come and adulterate your mind, you know that there's a training from home to tell you that this is the right way to live in. That way, you know, we might cop some of these manners.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate the way we went about this topic. So before we move on to the next question, I know a lot of us are talking about parenting. Just like, let's just touch on it. So right now, what's our stake on there are a lot of single mothers out there now. And I know somebody was talking about having a father figure in the house.
Yes,
in a situation where there is no father figure, what happens?
Well,
there's
no excuse.
Right now, we know that there are a lot of single mothers. We know it's it's on behalf.
It's a trend.
So what would happen? A child that does not have a father.
My own ideology about parenting is A cannot do without B. Obviously, we are all religious here. Even the ones that are not religious. In the Bible, the Bible said, either man. If the Bible didn't say if. Even in the Quran, say it gets, there's man and wife. So my thing is,
let me stop you there. Okay. Divorces happen.
Yes,
deaths can come in.
Yes.
So what will happen?
Okay, even if a divorce happens, there still has to be a father.
Father, I get
because
you.
One, obviously.
I disagree.
Wait.
Let me stop. Let him give us.
I have a mother. Yes. Even if I'm wrong. My mother will frown at me. She'll frown at me. But long run, she'll call me. But as a father figure, you won't think with your emotions at that moment. You think that if you should let this thing slide, this child will see it as the norms.
That's why there has to be a mother figure and a father figure. There's what your mother can do, check it, that your father can't do, and there's what your father can do that your mother cannot do. So A balances B. You can't say A goes without B. If you don't have a father figure in your life, or your life, you lack in some aspects. It's normal. Obviously, we all got to having both parents.
Not everybody.
Not everybody. But
okay, like AY. Okay.
But that gap will be there, trust me.
But yeah,
the only place where there is gap is when the father, it's only a single father, there's no more.
Yeah, exactly.
That's when there's a gap.
Let AY talk first, please.
I disagree with Tamo. And why I said that is, this is based on a life experience.
Yeah.
My dad died when I was 10. And I turned out fine. Yeah. Without a father figure, please.
But he was dead.
No! Calm down. He died when I was 10 and I turned out fine. There are people where their parents died
while they were
1 year or 2 years and they still turned out fine. It's just for the mother to step up. You know you are the only one on stage now. You have no helping hand. So the task become more tedious for you, quite alright. But you have to like step up your game. You do both what a father will do and what a mother will do. You scold the child and you still draw the child closer. You punish the child and you still pet that child. So it's not like
Let her finish.
Because there is no father figure, that child is not going to turn out fine. There are a lot of people that I know in this life that they are great people now and they don't have a father figure. So it's just left for the mother. But if you have a lazy parent or a lazy mother, for instance, now that cannot step up to the game, that's where you see the child slacking. And that's where you now need a father figure or whosoever to help you train your child. But if you are up to the task, you don't need anybody. Okay. And if you are put in life circumstance, let me put it that way, like if you are in any circumstance in life, I don't know how to explain what I'm saying, shall we? But once life eats you like this, you will learn to step up. If your husband is dead, you learn to step up. Because and if you are a divorcee, you know your husband is no longer there. In short, it's even easier for divorcees because you can do co-parenting. Your husband
is easier for you. Yeah,
it's easier for divorcees because you can do co-parenting. Same with those people that do baby mamas.
Mama,
it's easier for them because they can co-parent their child separately.
True.
But for someone who the husband is dead or the fiance is dead, it's more tedious for them because they have to like step up their game.
Yeah, thank you.
But please wait. You guys, I got her point quite alright. In that situation, quite alright. You don't have quite fine. There are children that don't have quite fine. But remember what Wizzy said about the society. The norms. Let's go back to basics. I'm not saying it can't happen. If it happened what I said, obviously, by God's grace, you turn out fine. Your mother steps up. She's not lazy. You come out fine. But the norms that will not that didn't allow the society then to decay to this point is the mother and the father bringing up the child. Obviously, it's not left for the parent, the child, culture. But if we're not going ideology that the mother can do it, that's where the society has a problem now. That's where we have many baby mamas now. That's where we have girls that are saying that, okay, I'm a feminist, I don't need a guy. Check it. But let's go back to business. Check it. Obviously, we all know how the society is. Thank let's you. Not neglect that fact.
Samuel, I get
check
you.
It. Yeah. That's the business.
Thank you, Samuel. Okay, Wizzy, you're the last person.
Yeah. So what I wanted to say, I think AYP is a very good perspective. But, what I actually disagreed with Samuel was when he started with, I feel like, this is my own reality.
Okay.
I lost my dad when I was 6 months. And my mom stepped up like mad. Wow. We had 3 boys.
Wow.
And it's not easy for one woman to raise 3 boys.
Yeah, some of your mom.
So, I saw it. Like, it's something that people would say is impossible normally. But this was one thing I saw growing up. She shielded us from society. She was very careful about what she allowed society to influence us. She taught us things. Like, she brought us up in the way of the Lord. And doing it is even more... Doing it is even more easy when you are... I think I'm a Christian. But I feel like when God is involved, it's way easier.
Yeah.
So, Samuel, forget.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So guys, on the final note, so what do we think about sex education? When should sex education start in a child's life? Do you think primary school is too early? Secondary school, because a lot of us did not get sex education.
Before expressing menstruation.
Do we all
like? In fact, from when a child starts.
From the child is born. See, let me tell you something. Yeah. If you are battling your child as a mother, your body, your body language should make the child understand that this place, no guy should touch it. This place, no boy or no girl should touch it.
Let them tell them it is not
kokoro. It's not kokoro. What's kokoro? From the child can, from the point where you can pass a message to a child, you know, these little kids, you can tell a child, yeah, take this, you know, and the child will be able to decode that information. Start decoding it, you know, as early as then to let the child know that there are some places that are called private. Yeah. Tell them the names of it, and it is meant for only you.
I'm going to share. Yeah.
And so if anybody should touch you, tell your parents.
Exactly.
I'm going to share. I'm going to be very short. There was this case of a family friend who was always crying. Okay. Always crying. But the mother would pet the baby, the baby would not stop crying. But then the maid, who is a guy, would come around and the baby would stop crying. Yeah. At the point, the mother felt like she wasn't doing something. Maybe the child was closer to the maid, male maid. She wasn't doing her job very well. And then, end of the baby will stop, and the guy will carry the baby and take the baby inside. I'm trying to say something about when you should start sex education. But then, there was a day the mother followed. It happened in close quarters, actually. And then the mother followed and realized that it's very funny and very terrible. And the maid puts his penis.
Yeah.
The child's mouth and the baby and child stops crying.
Jesus
is a Christ.
This is not a story. This is what happened in close and you can imagine the mental scarring that would bring to your mother.
Yeah.
So that to say that the sex education should come up as much as the child knows what is right from home. Left from right.
In fact, from as early as you can.
Well,
my mother shied away from that.
Yes. Where?
My dad.
You all know a lot of mothers shied away from that.
Yeah. So people think
my mom never talked to me about that.
Yes, guys, thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Yes, people think it's counterproductive. But yeah, so guys, I really like the way we went about this topic. So thank you so much. And I know my listeners have learned a whole lot. Yes, we need to learn sex education at an early stage. We are growing up to become parents, and we need to know these things at this stage right now. It's not until you get there. Yes, because your child is going to be my child's friend. You get and like that. So we have to know how to. Yes, so we have to know how to train our children.
What we said, some people don't. It still boils down to what we said that and that we're countering. It still boils down to society. If you see a child, a girl child that wants to sit down well, she gets that society correction. You're fighting for that person that inside. You're fighting
out. You didn't talk about that food. Me, I'm not supporting the whole. I didn't support the whole idea of giving a child. I'm not in support of that.
The thing is, guys, we can't neglect the fact that we are in 21st century tech age. So,
family, don't say that.
Wait. You saying that you will not give your child phone? Does not mean that she will not go
to her phone.
She gets. Exactly. You are not giving her. Actually, you are depriving her of that. But she will have a friend in school that is in iPhone 13
Plus. You use my phone.
No.
Tell me. The same ladies that these girls are.
Wait.
I knew how my parents trained me without phone.
That's why I'm saying.
Don't tell me that. There are still people doing that now. Don't tell me that. There are still people doing that. There are still people using that 90s. That training for 90s for their kids now. Yes. And they're doing fine.
Wait,
We can't go back to that.
Elon Musk on Twitter now, meaning there's freedom of speech. You can say shit now, you can say anything. When I was young, there were
To go.
And it gets. what we are all saying is still boils out to what Wizzy said that time. It's still society. If you like, say that okay, this is my household. Nobody's using phone in this house.
Please,
they will use phone.
Okay, guys. Let's respect with the environment. Let's use the environment. We cannot judge our own environment, African environment, with that of the whites.
Even some
white. Totally different.
See, you guys. See, we can go on and on and on. But let's just end it here that every parent should just be aware of whatever their children is doing. You guess and just try to parent your child as best as possible. Don't neglect these children. Yes, even if it's not your child, still say something. Thank you. Oh yeah, thank you. So we are moving on to the next question. Thank you so much. So guys, we know that the popular Ekwueme singer Osinachi, she died recently, and may her soul rest in peace. Thank you so much. So we know she was killed by her husband, and
we are sure.
It's everywhere. It's not alleged. It's everywhere.
We are sure.
It has been confirmed. Last yesterday was still begging.
He was paraded yesterday, and he was begging. Even the children.
So the popular Ekwueme singer, and she got killed by her husband, and there are a lot of stories everywhere. So we know it's a case of domestic violence, and even the children attested to the fact that the father beats the mother and all. So, first things first, what do we think? Because we speak a lot about domestic violence, but it's still happening. Is it even possible to end it? Like, I need us to talk. Yes, please.
Sadly, I'll tell you that whoever dies is dead.
Yes.
Well, I think I have too many of bad pieces at close quarters. But whoever dies is one who has lost.
Yeah.
The man has to change.
Yeah.
And the children will continue to be
jealous. Yes, you keep giving.
I think the mother was just being unfair, I'm sorry to say, by just staying in that marriage. Because, man, at the end of the day, the children will lose both parents. If care is not the
key. Yeah.
She would have walked away from that marriage, an abusive marriage. She could have. Once a man raises his hand to eat you once, he will not change. If he goes for therapy, he can't still change.
Because that impulse is there.
It's a natural impulse. Once you do it once, you do it forever. So I think it's just. It's so sad that Ekwueme is just a victim of our own ignorance.
Okay, so guys, we've come to the end of the first episode of the roundtable discussions with Femi Scott. I hope you enjoyed our arguments, our talks, and everything. So guys, if you want to know more about where we stopped, you need to tune in next week, same time, same station, and trust me, for more interesting arguments and drama. Yes, thank you so much, and do have a lovely week ahead. Bye for now, guys. Peace.
Anything I do is for my woman. Anything I talk, when you talk, I go do. Me, I know they see another girl for my visuals. Loving you, now in my rituals.